Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There's new evidence that playing a very specific type of computer game, one associated with a skill called speed of processing training, could cut the risk of developing dementia in 10 years later by up to 48%. That's right, by nearly half. The results of a new study show that speed training, unlike memory training or reasoning exercises, can help stave off mental decline. The study was presented recently at this year's Alzheimer's Association conference in Toronto. The lead researcher was Dr. Jerry Edwards, an associate professor in the School of Aging at Florida State University in Tampa. She joins us from the studios of WUSF in Tampa, Florida. Dr. Edwards, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
So start by telling us a little bit about the study. What were you looking for and how did you do it?
Well, this is a very large study that was supported by the National Institutes of Health that began about 20 years ago. It's called the ACTIVE study. The goal was to compare three different kinds of cognitive training to see if those techniques could enhance older adults' cognitive and everyday functional abilities.
And now the results. Tell us what you found.
Well, our most recent results were that over 10 years, that those who completed a very specific form of cognitive training, which we call speed of processing training, were less likely to develop dementia over 10 years.
Well, tell us a little about what people would be doing in these exercises. What would they see on screen during speed training?
Speed of processing training is a computerized training program that targets visual attention and mental quickness. So we show visual targets on the screen that you have to identify and localize, and the display speeds are very, very brief. And we work at increasing the amount of information that you can process over very brief periods of time, matters of milliseconds.
So 48%, I mean, that's huge. Were you surprised by these results?
No, I was not.
Why?
Because in 2002, in one of the first randomized clinical trials that we did of this training program, we found that it improved older adults' everyday functional abilities. And we replicated that in 2005. It has since been shown in more than four randomized clinical trials that older adults' everyday functional abilities are improved after doing this training. So dementia, by definition, involves functional impairment. So it just makes sense that if we're improving older adults' everyday functional performance, that over time we would be delaying the onset of dementia. And so we finally had compelling data to show that that's the case.
The exercises you used were developed by a company called Posit Science in 2007. We should say that you worked for them analyzing data for a few months 8 years ago, but you have no current ties to them. Is that correct?
Actually, the training exercise was developed by Dr. Carlene Ball and Daniel Ronker, who were my mentors. And Posit Science acquired the rights to the program in 2007. So I did work as a consultant to them for a few months in 2008. Thankfully, someone helped pay me during the summer. But I do not have any financial interest in this training program.
We should note there was some hype a few years ago about another computer game and dementia. The Federal Trade Commission settled a $2 million lawsuit against Lumos Labs, saying the company made false claims about their games. Can you tell us how this game is different from memory and reasoning games?
So the speed of processing training is different from memory and reasoning training because it doesn't teach explicit strategies. So memory training teaches you mnemonics in order to help you remember things. Reasoning training teaches you strategies to help you recognize patterns to solve problems. But speed of processing training is a computerized program of visual attention that is aimed at improving your processing speed and particularly your performance on a test called Useful Field of View Performance, UFOV for short. And UFOV is a well-known predictor of driving among older adults, and this test has been well researched for many years. And this training program specifically targets your UFOV performance. And it was shown that those randomized to speed of processing training were still performing significantly better on the UFOV test 10 years later.
So Dr. Edwards, who do you recommend uses these exercises?
Well, I think first of all, it's important to know that you need to do the exercises long before you think you need to. So our brains start to slow down as early as 25 years of age. So if you're 50 years old, you've already experienced 25 years of decline on average. But it's not something that we notice. So I believe that anyone who is 50 should use the program. And if you're having problems before 50, then I think you should use it earlier. My husband uses it. My family uses it.
After consulting a physician or just at 50, you should start doing these?
You know, it's a computerized cognitive training program. It has minimal to no risks. And our research has shown over multiple clinical trials that it has a number of benefits.
Dr. Jerry Edwards, Happy Gaming. She's an associate professor in the School of Aging Studies at the University of South Florida. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.